Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlin. This is Cox Bar.
When we were at school, I thought it had its last. Fighting the law with the rest of us. Smoking and drinking, acting cool. They started treating him like a fool. Then he stayed on his own for most of the time. Dreaming dreams of a life of crime. In and out of trouble, he cheated and lied. But who the fool, he joined the other side. He's in the riot.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to this special Pogo City Radio. Going to be having the guys from Crazy and the Brains calling in today's show, talking about the band, some the upcoming tour. You know, they're playing at the Vegas Punk Bowling. So we're going to talk about all that stuff. Going to be a fun time, so look out for that. With that being said, let's just get right into the tunes. Here's Mike Blanks and the Stabs.
I get high by night, I'm feeling fine. I get drunk by two and I'm ready to screw. Put half the darts in a bind, no. Meet me there, baby, and don't be late. Get it late. Don't worry, babe, too drunk to fuck.
good topic.
Mike Blanks and the Stabs on Pogo City Radio. All right, well, I'm pretty sure that the Queers are playing tonight in Atlanta, Georgia, right? And the reason why we're talking about this is because we have the Sawed-Offs. They're going to be opening the night, and they're playing with them tonight at the Star Bar in Atlanta, Georgia. So for all you Dirty South listeners, head out to the Star Bar. Check out the Queers and the Sawed-Offs tonight in Atlanta, Georgia at the Star Bar. Here's the Sawed-Offs now with I Don't Care.
I would like to thank everyone for purchasing this album, but honestly,
I don't care what you think, I don't care how you feel, I don't care, no I don't care, I don't care how you feel, I don't care about anything, I don't care, no I don't care, I'm gonna live my life the way I want to, you're never gonna fucking change me, I'm gonna do everything I want to, and I'm gonna stand here and scream, I don't care what you think, I don't care how you feel, I don't care, no I don't care, I don't care what you mean, I don't care.
That was the Sawed-Offs on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, like I said, you can catch them tonight at the Star Bar in Atlanta, Georgia with the Queers. So let's get to the Queers now with Punk Rock Girls.
Leather jacket, stupid boyfriends, boring workers, life is just a ball. High top tracks and bubble gum, and oh my gosh, I'd love to love them all. There's a clue, the style's never crimped. Too much of everything and everyone is imped. Well, don't get hot and bothered. Listen, I know I got problems. I know just what this goofy world needs. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they all were punk rock girls. The smartest and the sweetest are the sweetest and the most. Me and Dr. Frank have both decided that we love them for the toast. I wish they'd let me share their bubble gum and let me hang with them, and life would be so fun. I should be sedated cause my heart is all inflated. I guess I gotta get me one or two. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. 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 I wish they all were punk rock girls. I don't know where I'm going, but I know just where I'd like to be with my punk rock girlfriend kissing me. Let's go! Yummy punk rock girls. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. Yummy, yummy punk rock girls. I wish they all were punk rock girls. Cha cha cha.
All right, that was the Queers on Pogo City Radio. Catch them tonight in Georgia. Now, looks like I'm going to try and maybe get Chris from Crazy in the Brains on the phone for this show. Let's see if he gives us a call. Here's Crazy in the Brains now with King Kong. That was Crazy in the Brains on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, now we got Chris and Brett from Crazy and the Brains on the line with us.
Oh.
There you go, there you go. Yeah. All right, now these guys are the band you just heard. So how you guys doing? Thanks for coming on.
Good, Andrew. How you doing, man? Very good.
Doing great, doing great. Now, actually Mike Blanks told us in one of the times when he was on Pogo City that you guys were like one of his favorite new bands and we had to check you out, and that's how we came across you. So what do you guys so I just, you know, got a name drop a little, you know, but I really know the Let Me Go album, so why don't you guys tell me how that came to be and what you guys really did to put that recording out?
We recorded that in Brooklyn with a friend of ours who we met through like the open mic scene in New York City, because that's kind of how the band started. We were playing open mics in the Lower East Side, and yeah, we met this guy, Brian Speaker, and
the boy,
yeah, he's a baby boy, and we recorded over there, and that album is sort of like a compilation of songs that we wrote as a duo, because we started as a duo, just Jeff and I. Jeff plays xylophone.
Okay.
And then other songs that we made as like people started joining, and we started like building up as a full band. So yeah, man, that's like our first sort of real release. Yeah. I think we did a tape before that.
Yeah, there was a tape before that.
And that was like basement demos and shit and. But yeah, that's like our first time, like really, really in the studio, doing it. You know, like
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I mean, I think the record, the quality of it alone, like, it just sounds really good, really professional. The way you guys brought in the xylophone was awesome. You know what I mean? I'm sure you know most people when, like, you tell somebody, like, oh, there's this band Crazy in the Brains, the first thing that comes out is like, yeah, they got a full-time xylophonist. So, like, you know, it really, but it goes, it's really cool. I mean, it's got a really, like, 60s feel to it almost, like a surf rock something or other, I don't know, but so what yeah, are some of your influences, because it's very unique, you know what I mean? What are some of your influences? It definitely sounds like Lou Reed's in there. My wife told me I had to say that because she called that out right away. She definitely hears some of the Velvet Underground in there. So what are your influences?
I love Lou Reed. I mean, what I added on that record was just bass and vocals, but yeah, definitely love Lou Reed and The Ventures, you know, all kinds of surf rock like that. And yeah, the 60s garage rock. But the band is, to me, is like a punk band, but it's like a kind of more rock and roll too, but it definitely has that punk side to it, the kind of, the way we think about stuff and, the, you know, the singing and all that and the playing.
The lyrics for sure too. The lyrics, yeah, definitely more of a punk rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. We kind of like, I mean, everyone sort of says it, but I think we just sort of put our own spin on punk rock, you know? Like, the early, yeah, Lou Reed, developed Underground, 60s, like girl groups and shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
Those
are all big influences on us, so we kind of like threw that in a mix to our punk rock roots and, I don't know, came up with this.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever
it's awesome. No, I definitely see it as punk rock. It's just very, you know, like maybe like the Toy Dolls. Like, they were real innovative and different, yeah, and stuff like the Velvet Underground. But, I mean, like, I'm a big Johnny Thunders guy, so I love, like, rock and roll influenced, and I definitely hear that. My wife said that, too, because it just has that whole just real rock and roll feel to it with a xylophone, which is fun, you know?
Yeah, Johnny Thunders for everyone in the band, huge. I mean,
yeah, I got a Johnny Thunders poster on my wall right now.
There you go. We, for a long time, we covered the Shangri-La's Great Big Kiss.
Oh, awesome. Awesome track. Awesome track.
We basically did it like the Johnny Thunders way, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's a huge influence on us, definitely.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's great. So, like, I know you guys, you're really starting to make some waves in the music scene. I know you guys played Punk Bowling on the East Coast last year, and you guys are going to be playing in Vegas this coming year, right?
Yeah, we'll be on Vegas, Kevin. You
awesome.
Coming?
I don't know if I can make it out to Vegas. You guys want to bring me with you? I mean, we'll be there in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. You could be the driver, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll drive out there. I'll have vacation time. I'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. We'll set it up for sure. So Pogo City, you guys heard it here. We're going to be at Vegas Punk Bowling. There you go. But no. So seriously, though, like, was that the first? What was that, man?
It's going to be insane out there.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Was that the biggest show? Was the East Coast one the biggest show you've played to date?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, we did some other big things. We were at Urban, I don't know if that, we opened up for the Bouncing Souls at Urban Plaza, which was pretty big. This was
big in a lot of ways. Just like, there were so many huge bands there, like bands I never even dreamed of meeting or being around. So like, yeah, it was big because there was a lot of people, but it was just a massive experience. Like, and Vegas is going to be, I'm sure, even crazier. So.
I know, it's going to be nuts. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be crazy to be sharing the stage, kind of like you were just saying, with like some of your like childhood, teenage idols and shit like that. And I mean, did you ever think that this band was going to make it to be playing with bands like that?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
I mean,
that's what I want to hear. Damn right.
I mean, we wanted to, you know what I mean? That was always the goal. Like, I'm not going to lie and say we, you know, like, I mean, we do this because we love it, and that's really all that matters, you know? But, yeah.
I mean, that's the same thing with Pogo City, right? Like, you know, we just do this because we love it and we think shit is awesome and we're trying to give everything just a bigger platform, trying to get people to notice things more, go out to shows, support local bands, you know what I mean? And we're just trying to make it bigger and more interesting for everybody. Like, personally, like, I want the Pogo City Radio tattooed to the fucking moon, you know what I mean? I want everybody, you know, listening to Pogo City Radio and hearing the bands on it and just trying to take everything to a whole nother level. Now, you guys seem to be taking everything to a whole nother level. You're going to be putting something out with the Bouncing Souls, or somebody in the Bouncing Souls helping you guys out now, right?
Pete, he recorded our full-length album and our EP that we did that's about to come out. Yeah. He's our boy. He's a man.
Awesome. So have you guys ever gotten a chance to play with the Bouncing Souls?
Yeah, we played with them in New York City last wintertime at Irving Plaza. And then we played their after party. What was that?
There's a yacht club. They played at
the Stone Pony. They played the Stone Pony and we played the after party. I mean, yeah, dude, they're we love the Bouncing Souls, you know, who everybody fucking does over here in Jersey, I feel like.
Were you guys able to catch that TSOL show and Blank show that they did in Jersey City last month?
Yeah, man, we were there.
Awesome, dude. I was supposed to be there, too, but see, I got two kids, and one of them's two, one of them's 3.5, and her birthday party, see, was sold out, and we were like, oh, well, fuck it. We'll make the kids' birthday party the day of the show because we're not going anyway, and then we were able to get in, like, last minute, but we already had the birthday party, and we, you know, it just kind of, we right. weren't able to go to the show, had to do my kids' birthday party, which we loved, by the way, but yeah, that must have been a fun time there.
Yeah, we were there with John
Ferry. Oh, yeah, awesome. That's cool. So how long you guys known John for?
Jeff and I, we played in bands with him back in the day, like when we were in high school, or Jeff was in high school. He was in a band called the Pinhead, and we used to play at the Meat Locker with him. He's a little older than us, so he was like we kind of thought he was
the cool old man of the crew, like, the dad of the crew.
Well, not the old man, but because he's not that much older, but like we kind of looked up to him, you know. He was like just cool, and he and his band was like the band that everyone loved. Mm-hmm. And then that was it. We kind of hadn't seen him for years, and then we played with the Slackers a few years ago, and he was there, and we were like, oh shit, remember this guy? And then we just kind of became friends again.
Awesome, dude. Awesome.
He's a man, you know, like. His wife's great, Constance, and his son is really cool. And he's a big supporter of us and just punk rock. You know,
his son, you're his favorite band.
Yeah, his son is really cool, and he plays the piano, and
very talented.
He's a very talented little kid.
Awesome, guys.
Yeah.
So we look forward to hearing more from you guys. And, you know, we got to get you guys around here and get on one of the Pogo shows, you know, in, like, Easton or Allentown, somewhere in the Lehigh Valley. What do you guys say about that?
Yeah, man.
Definitely, man. We're going to be in Philly in April. I know that. But, yeah, we're down to play anywhere in Pennsylvania, you know. Anyway, we'll come through.
Oh, we book plenty of places throughout the Lehigh Valley, so we'll get you on something cool for sure. Be glad to have you guys out here. You know, we love bringing the Jersey scene over here, so I don't have to drive an hour away. I make you guys drive an hour away and come play shows for me. That's how I do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, hey, real quick, though, where can people get a hold of you, hear your music, if they've never heard of you before? You know what I'm saying?
We have music on SoundCloud and Spotify and iTunes and Bandcamp and YouTube. We have a bunch of shit.
Oh, like, shit. Literally. Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Yeah, you guys got a great YouTube channel. How do you guys make those fucking... You got some high-quality videos up there. They sound good. They look great. How do you guys go about doing all that?
Most of them are shot and edited by us. Some of them are friends of ours. I mean, we just kind of like to do videos, you know, so we just we're actually going to film a video this weekend. It's like a skit type thing. I don't know. I mean, it's just we enjoy doing it, so we have literally like 1,000 of them on there.
I know. Yeah, you got a shit ton of them. They're awesome, though. And actually, my 3.5-year-old, she loves the videos. I forget which one it is. There's one that's got like a lot of cartoon shit to it. What is it, ice cream or something, maybe?
Oh, yeah. That's a good friend of ours, an awesome artist. His name's Preston Spurlock. He put that one together.
Yeah, that's really cool, dude. I mean, it's you got some nice things going on in there. So make sure you guys go over to YouTube, check them out. Go over to Facebook, check them out. Give them a follow on Spotify and look for them coming to your town. They're going to be at Vegas's Punk Bowling this year. You guys are playing on Saturday, right?
Sunday.
All right, so head out there.
Yeah, man.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you, Andrew.
Woo-hoo. When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love with L.U.V.
All right, everybody. Big thanks to Crazy and the Brains for coming on. Here's Johnny Thunders doing Great Big Kiss. Johnny Thunders on Now, you know, it's funny. If you guys go back into the archives and listen, like, shit, I'm about to, right? But you guys go back and see other times we've had people, guests, bands on the show. 9 times out of 10, the conversation always turns into something about Johnny Thunders. Just insane what an influence Johnny Thunders, the Heartbreakers, the New York Dolls, what an influence they were over the music scene, the punk scene, even the music from today. Bands like Crazy in the Brains talking about Johnny Thunders. Fucking love Johnny Thunders. Fucking Love them. All right, let's just get back to the talking. There's been plenty of fucking talking.
I may have f***ed up here.
Plenty of fucking talking. But let's get back to the music. So, yeah, because I guess that's what this show's supposed to be about, right? 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 All right, here's the Cockney Rejects with Oi, Oi, Oi. Right, that was the Cockney Rejects. Let's stay out in the UK and go check out the Buzzcocks, who played last year's Jersey Bowling. Here they are now with Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't.
Someone ever fall in love with?
The Buzzcocks.
Pogo City Radio.
All right, we're just going to keep taking a tour through the UK. And what would that be without a stop from the UK subs? Riot. UK subs on Pogo City Radio. We got a Blitz up next in the queue. Gonna dedicate this one out to the guys in Stag Nation. Razors in the Night. That was Blitz on Pogo City Radio. Let's keep jamming along with the business and Guinness Boys.
Guinness Boys, we are here.
That was The Business on Pogo City Radio. I think it wouldn't be a Pogo show if we didn't get you guys some Blank 77. So let's get some Blank 77 queued up next. Coming off the new split 7-inch, new, about a year old, older than that now, split 12-inch, Getting Blasted, Here's Pills.
I need the pills. Just give me some pills. Why don't you shut the fuck up? give me some pain.
Let's flip this bitch over and check out the Parasitics with Alcohol Withdrawal.
Good morning. I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
Starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last draw, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last draw, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. You said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey! Hey, hey, hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's take it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
The power did it.
I hear him rock and roll.
All right, now we got time for just a few more, but I think what we got to get to next is the Pogo City
Wild Card, bitches!
What's here?
That's right, the Pogo City Wild Card, where we play something a little off format. Now, basically, this little sound drop I made here.
Wild Card, bitches!
What's here?
Most people, I hope, know that that's Charlie Day from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And we're going to get to one of the songs he sings in Always Sunny in Philadelphia right now as this week's wild card. Now, for people who never saw the show, this might not be funny, but then you're just deprived anyway if you don't regularly watch the show, so start watching it. But the song's just funny, and it's coming from the episode when the gang tries to win an award. And a little backstory here. Charlie, who's singing, was just in the basement huffing a tremendous amount of paint. It's all over his face. And they have a bunch of suit and tie motherfuckers in their bar. And this is what happens next. And it's this week's Pogo City.
Wildcard, bitches!
What?
There is a spider, spider, spider. It's deep in my soul, soul. He's lived here for years, years. He just won't let go. He's laying around. He's got a mean bite. Now he's ready to fight.
Song?
I heard it. I love it. Great song, Charlie.
Yeah. All right, that was Charlie Day coming off It's Always Sunny and the Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I may have f***ed up here.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the gang tries desperately to win an award.
Wild card, bitches!
What? Yeah!
All right. Now, we got two more, maybe three. We'll see what happens. All I know is the next song we got queued up is coming from some, Cleveland legends. Kind of, the New York scene, though. The Dead Boys. Here's Sonic Reducer. We'll be right back.
hopes and come doom. Things will be different there. The sun will rise from here. Then I'll be 10 feet down, and you'll be nothing at all. Yeah, I got my down machine. I got my electronic dream. Time to do some. Ain't no loser. I'm a song producer, I ain't no loser. I said I'm a song producer, song producer. Yeah, I'm a song producer, song producer, song producer.
All right, that was the Dead Boys on
City Radio.
Now, literally, as I am doing this show, I am behind the scenes, already starting to get the ball rolling on a Crazy and the Brain show. So look out for this shit. We're going to get out of here with this next track, and it is Crazy and the Brains. Big thanks for Chris and Brett for coming on, talking to us, bullshitting with us. A lot of fun. So go check them out. Here's Crazy and the Brains. But before we get to that, sorry, got to promote myself here a little bit too. Got to remind you guys, wherever you're listening to us, pogocityradio.com, Podbean, fucking Google Play Music, iTunes, Stitcher, all that shit. Give us a follow, a subscribe, a like, whatever it is. Give us a share and keep on listening. We appreciate it. Here's Crazy in the Brains with Beach Bug.
Rolling around on the coast, up from the ground comes a ghost. Up real close with a whisper to my ear. It's Southern California, California's really weird. They kidnapped Tommy in a valley, tried to kill him in an alleyway. Okay, well, what can I say? There's nothing to do but do drugs all day. There's nothing to do but do drugs all day. Beach bug, I'm a beach bug, baby. Beach bug, I'm a beach bug, baby. Beach bug, I'm a beach bug, baby. Oh, and you know I got no life. You got no purpose, slow delivery without no service. You're in misery, drinking my hand as I stare at the sun. Head in the sand and my brain's going numb. You take those orders from the little man's sons and daughters. Always littering shit at the mouth, yeah, I laugh when you talk. You got a little shake in your ass when you walk. It's all okay there, alright. Come and take me for a ride. This is the end, yeah, baby, goodbye. My head in the sand for the rest of my life. My head in the sand for the rest of my life. Beach bug, I'm a beach bug, baby. Beach bug, I'm a beach bug, baby. Beach bug, I'm a beach bug, baby. Oh, and you know I got no life.
Pogo City Radio.